Turning to sports now on KNKX, the best in Washington sports from 2018 were honored Thursday night in Seattle. The annual Sports Star of the Year awards were presented. Among the winners, KNKX sports commentator Art Teal. He received the Keith Jackson Award for excellence in communicating the sports stories of our state. Art talked about his award and others and also offered some interesting facts about sports fans in Washington in his weekly commentary. Art, let us in on the event and your award.
This is the 84th annual Sports Star of the Year, and it honors the past year and some of the people who've been around a while, including me. Sue Bird received the Legends Award for her career in Seattle that has been phenomenal. Another Storm player was honored with the Female Athlete of the Year Award, Breanna Stewart. And the Storm had another winner when the team's third WNBA title was honored as the Sports Story of the Seattle Year. And the Male Athlete of the Year Award went to Washington State football quarterback Gardner Minshew, who obviously did a great job with the Cougars, getting them to 10-3. And the event featured something really special, the 40th reunion of the 1979 NBA champion Seattle Sonics. That meant Coach Lenny Wilkins, Jack Sikma, Gus Williams, Fred Brown, Paul Silas, and the remaining members of the team all showed up. That was Seattle's first major pro sports championship in the modern era. So all of that went on, and they gave me a little bit of hardware, too, for hanging around.
Well, in accepting the media award, you offered a unique perspective on sports in Washington.
Well, one of the most remarkable things about this marketplace, to me, is its passion. And so I did a little research to look up some figures that I think might be interesting. The Sonics, believe it or not, once led the NBA in attendance in 1979 and 80. They played in the Kingdom and had almost 22,000 fans a game. And another team that led their sport in attendance was the Mariners. I think people who are jaded and cynical about the current team have forgotten that in 2002, the Mariners drew 3.5 million to Safeco Field, which is bigger than any attendance by the Yankees, Dodgers, Cubs. And that was really a passionate response to the success of the 2001 season. The Storm have led the WNBA in attendance and last year led them in merchandise sales. The Sounders have been a remarkable franchise. They have led the MLS in their first 8 years of expansion attendance, a feat that's not been replicated by any team in any sport in North American history. And the University of Washington football team last year led the Pac-12 in attendance, both in sales and in actual in-house. Another remarkable achievement. And finally, the Seahawks. I think we all know the breadth and depth of their fan base. It's global, it's intense, and it's made CenturyLink Field one of the most formidable places to play in all of sports.
This is such a fun marketplace to write and talk about sports, and you've been doing it for many decades. What does getting this media award mean to you?
Well, it's just really gratifying to be in a place where people care so much, and they may care to yell at me sometimes because I'm a columnist and I write things that they don't agree with. But that's okay. I enjoy the give and take. The thing that I wanted to say is that it's been so great to be supported by so many not only readers, but people at the Seattle Post-Intelligencer, where I worked for many years. And I really want to thank the audience at KNKX, the staff here, and especially you, aww, Kirsten Kendrick, to have KNKX allow me to share my thoughts with this audience has been such a delightful experience. And I really want to thank everyone here and also to carry on and have some more fun with the most passionate audience in sports.
Well, it's been my absolute pleasure to talk sports with you every week, Art, and here's to many more years to come.
Let's keep doing it.
Thanks, Art. KNKX sports commentator Art Teal's website is Sports Press Northwest at sportspressnw.com, and he's a contributor to crosscut.com. You can subscribe to podcasts of our weekly chats at knkx.org. I'm Kirsten Kendrick.